This is Paloma with PiratePods.com, and I'm here with...
I'm Wayne from the Flaming Lips.
We're sitting by the pool at the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas.
We are. We're under the lights of, like, the giant glowing Playboy bunny head skyscraper right above us. Who knows? Maybe there isn't a vein of stars calling out my name. No glow from above our heads. Nothing left to see you down on your knees.
So what was it like to play poolside? Have you ever done anything like this before?
Yeah, I mean, we do all kinds of weird experiences, so... but we welcome them, you know. I mean, it doesn't mean that like a normal gig isn't great, but you know, I like doing weird, unexpected, strange things. And tonight wasn't that strange. I mean, earlier in the day it was much stranger because we were sound checking while there were people out here in bikinis listening to hip hop all day, and it was absurd a little bit. Yeah.
So I see you on stage swirling your streamers,
right,
with a big
smile on your face.
What's going on in Wayne Coyne's head?
Well, I'm trying to entertain people for the most part, you know, but we're all, you know, the Flaming Lips, as we're up there playing, and the audience, I think we're all sort of getting caught up in it together. And
it's all love.
And that, well, it is. But, I mean, music has that power anyway. You know, if you surrender to it, it doesn't take much before it's kind of doing its magic. And so we play loud, and we have bright lights, and we have crazy videos, and make you easily sort of come under our spell, I guess. But we want to get under it as well. I mean, there's nothing worse than to be up there and feeling as though you're not communicating or connecting. But the minute you feel like it is, you kind of get swept up in it. And so it's a great moment for us as well. I know the audience, you know, you can tell when they like it. But we like it as well. And I think that's part of why it works so well.
Pam, I have one more question.
All right.
This is one I've been dying to ask. Every
right.
time I see you, I forget to ask this question.
Right,
it's
right.
about an old Flaming Lips song that's one of my favorites.
All right.
Evil Will Prevail is one
yeah,
of my favorite
yeah.
songs. And
yeah,
now
yeah.
I have this idea about what I think it's about.
I see.
I want you to tell me if I'm wrong. I imagine there's this big bug zapper.
Oh, I see.
And the mothership is really a bug zapper, and it's kind of like people are like bugs that we fly. They fly into the light of the bug zapper, even though they're going to get zapped. But it's kind of like people having hope and kind of carrying on. Is that right or wrong?
Well, that's a. I never considered the bug zapper part of your. But you have an imagination, so that makes my song gives it a whole nother life. I forget. You know, it was a long time ago. But I do remember thinking of this idea of, you know, it's like people are always talking about, like, love. Love is the answer. You know, and if you, and that good will always prevail over evil. And it's that's the reason why you should love. But, you know, the truth is that evil really is a lot more efficient and easier and powerful. But that is all the more reason why people should love each other.
It's so even easy to get zapped, just like that.
Well, even in the face of perhaps, I mean, let's say this, it'd be easy to be on the side of good and love if you knew you were going to win. Why wouldn't everybody be on the side? But there's no guarantee that just by loving that you'll be loved. There's no guarantee by being good to people that people will be good to you. People believe in karma. I don't. I mean, I believe if you want to love people, do it. But it's all you giving. And so when I say evil will prevail, I mean, that's exactly what the lyric says. With loving hands, knowing that evil will prevail. It's like, yeah, we have to.
With loving hands, and their arms are stretched so wide, they can't even take a breath. Knowing and a million people.
around the world, yeah, evil's easy. I mean, people, to kill someone, I mean, how easy is it to go up to someone, some great, beautiful person, and just fucking kill them, you know? It takes a whole life to become a beautiful, kind person. It takes a second to fucking kill them. So,
like a bug zapper.
It does, in a way. But I'm not sure what I meant by the mothership. It was just some cool, weird shit. I think I like your bug zapper analogy even better. Yeah.
That's what you really meant. So you
exactly.
You didn't know it.
Exactly. Well, I don't. Yeah, I always hold to the idea that, you know, songs need to be interpreted. You know, I'm going to sing something, but it has more power in a subjective way to you. Because if you take it and turn it into something, then it's not just my song. Then it's your life and my song together, and it's a much better song. That's what I've done with all the songs that I like, is I make them my own little thing. And sometimes the thing I make it is better than what they intended. But that's the way the world is. You have to make it your own. And if it works for you, fuck it. It doesn't matter what its real intention was. I mean, it's like a sunset,
question.
You know. Yeah, what do you got?
Do you think Camus was right about existentialism and with the Egyptians postulating seven souls and having had the most successful civilization of all time, do you think it's possible that the postulate that seven souls exist could be true?
No.
That's a bunch of crap.
That's too much for... Yeah, that's too much for anybody to understand, you know. I mean, it's cool to think about, but I don't know what you would do with that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right,
really
sure.
Appreciate this.
And though they were sad, they rescued everyone. They lifted up the sun. A spoonful weighs a ton.